4G, 3G, 2G, 1G, 0G. That's a perfect world to me. This is Dr. Kelly, your host for the Grand Jury Reawakening. And this is the May Day edition, 5/1/2021. And thank you for those of you that have been supporting RBN and that those who continue to support RBN. And a super special thank you bonus for your big time support of RBN, which is your Commander Lifetime membership down there at Front Site in Pahrumpa-Pum-Pum. And I just have 1 hour a week. I'm sort of like a Seventh-day Adventist preacher, and I'm just going to get to it. I have a lot of great things to share with you, and a great little couple of three words out of the Bible that if you can be helped, it will help you. Justice to victory. And of course, you can put the inflection anywhere you like, and justice to victory, justice to victory, and have a good time with that. I got an amazing package this week with a Young's Analytical Concordance to the Bible. And so much great stuff in there that I'm going to kind of cover a little bit here and there. And I'm going to pick up with Matthew, Book of Matthew, first book in the New Testament, and just the outline. And I heard another great preacher, I think from Tennessee, talking about his Ryrie, and I'll spell that for you, study Bible. And the great thing about the study Bible and the great thing about studying the Bible is that you can pick it up, and if you can devote 1 hour a day in a year and 40 days, you can go through the entire Bible 4 times. The complete Bible. And I suggest, since we're in these modern times, that you pick up in the New Testament and just go in the order that it's presented to you. Get your hands on a King James Bible. And you'll notice lots of great things in there. Spelling, garlic with a CK at the end, and just wonderful spelling of words. Defense. D-E-F-E-N-C-E. I just love it. So here, I'm going to spell Ryrie for you. If you want to write it down and get your hands on a Ryrie, R-Y-R-I-E. And I'll do it a couple more times. This is the Ryrie Study Bible Expanded Edition, King James Version, red letter. And it's a Moody publication. And it's got indexed little thumb tabs with 3 books in each section. And so it's really handy to flip to. You can get through the New Testament in 23 days. So R-Y-R-I-E, the Ryrie Study Bible, the expanded edition. And this is a wonderful replacement, because I had a car stolen with a bunch of snowboard gear, no big deal, but my study Bible. Oh, that was really a heartbreaker and a shock. I hope that brought somebody to the figure it out, the horrible condition of their condition. So in the Book of Matthew, this is our surname Levi. He was a Jewish tax collector, and they worked for the Roman government. So there's all this whining and complaining and murmuring about the Jewish man, or the Jew, as Ben Shapiro says it, when they say Zionist. But this is the Roman government doing this nonsense. So don't speak Latin. You'll never find the word legal in the Bible. It's not in there. Sorry. No legal. Anyway, so I'm going to flip to the section and all the places where the eight, I call them the eight greatest lessons on law, and also covered in here, I believe, is the perfect law of liberty. But these are the precepts for kingdom life. And you need to be living the kingdom life now, because otherwise you're just going to be, you know, living for man and for man to see in this sin-cursed earth, and it's going nowhere fast. So the precepts for kingdom life, these pick up in the fifth chapter of the book of Matthew, and it's chapter 5, fifth book, chapter 5, 17 through 48. And so there are the eight great laws. Don't write any of this down, because you're going to be reading it and enjoying it later. And they're already in, I think they're in the book of Luke, if you were reading an hour a day and you just picked up with Pilgrim, my local radio station, and Pilgrim's Progress. Get your hands on that, too. So cool. In the old school days, when folks dressed up in the character parts and read the parts of Pilgrim's Progress from 1678, that's living the kingdom life right here, right now, focusing on the important things that in the life to come, that's pretty close. Some days, a lot closer than others, by the minute, by the second. So here are the precepts for kingdom life. The law of Moses, the law of murder. Okay, so law of Moses, chapter 17 through 20. See how short and sweet and common law this is for us? Yeah, chapter 5, verses 17 through 20. Moses, because that'll clobber you, the law. And the law of murder is 21 and 22. The law of reconciliation, 23 through 26. And that's the most important one, is that you snatch your brother and your sister and your brothers and your sisters, that you point out the liar, that you tear down the idol, and that you point them to back to the kingdom life, that you reconcile them, that they are restored. You go with another brother, or a brother from another mother, or a sister from another mister. You know, you do it in private in prayer, then you do it in private, just you and the offender, the wrongdoer, and you give them the heartfelt notice, the heartbroken notice, and hopefully they'll want to be reconciled and restored. So there you go. The law of reconciliation, verses 23 to 26. The law of adultery is 27 through 30, and these are all in chapter 5. The law of divorce, which is verses 31 and 32. The law of oaths, and I've been speaking about one of the public functions of the grand jury, which is the observation of elections, and you get to go to, what are those? Those would be like the certain special districts. You get to go to the public meetings, and sometimes up in the northern part of this here California Republic, there are pretty funny things said that you then again hear from the last administration, like about firing a certain something bitcha, you know, some bug bitcha. Fire that something bitcha. Okay. Anyway, it's really interesting. It's lively. I don't really appreciate people brawling because it hurts to watch, but this was a verbal one this particular time, and I wasn't there either, but I heard about it, so it was too funny. Okay, the law of oaths, that's chapter 5 in Matthew 33 through 37. And this is Jesus teaching on this stuff. So you know it's good, you know it's current. And the law of non-resistance, chapters 5, verses 38 to 42, and the law of love. That's, again, chapter 5, verses 43 through 48. And I'm not going to read through all of those at this point in time, but I just wanted to give a little intro, and maybe I will be able to squeeze those in the near future, and I'll just read them without interruption. And then, again, this is one of the few chapters that covers law and laws, meaning in the Gospels of the New Testament. And there is also a great section in here, or different sections, on power, on the pardoning, and the different things that, and the program, you know, because you need a plan, you need structure, guidance, you need a good shepherd, you need to be led, need to be fed, and, you know, you're going to get thirsty, and you're going to want that good water. And, here's a good spot to give a little plug for Real Salt. Redmond, R-E-D-M-O-N-D, Real Salt, right out of Utah. And there are just so many great things coming up. You got to keep your eyes peeled, pray, prepare, and then get out there and fulfill the plan. The America First Credit Union. Now, these are located, most of them are down south near Vegas. There are a couple of new ones coming up in the northern part of the state. It was a perfect time. I'll pop into this announcement and information. And thank you again for supporters of RBN. I'm going to be color photocopying and mailing out some of these Matthew Axelson Foundation Golf Tournament. That's going to be held on Father's Day, Sunday, June 20, 2021. Again, the golf portion of the tournament is going to be held on Sunday, June 20th, 2021. And here's the shooting course and golf tournament information. And so they're not going to have the shooting at the same time the golf, because you can just yell at the golf course and disturb things. And just there are so many really interesting, amazing correlations. This is how your brain functions, by the way. You learn by association, and it's synaptogenesis when you do something new. And it's just so wonderful. So, by the way, the synaptogenesis, the word and the lesson for the day is in, I think it's Savannah, Georgia, where they have the Masters, cell phones have been banned, and the wisest, jury-minded, private, confidential folks have found or discovered, or maybe it was just me, and I faxed it everywhere, the Electronic Communication Devices Prohibition. So, yeah, there shouldn't be screens on the range. Anyway, Friday, June 18, short-range pistol and carbine course. Saturday, June 19, long-range shooting clinic. And then the instructors will be U.S. Navy SEALs and other special operators. And then contact info, Sunday, June 20th, will be the golf tournament at Genoa, G-E-N-O-A, Genoa Lakes Golf Course in town by the same name, Genoa, Nevada. And Matthew Axelson is spelled A-X-E-L-S-O-N. Matthew with two T's. Matthew Axelson, A-X-E-L-S-O-N. And This is awesome. Who is Matthew? And as we come into the break, he's the Matthew Axelson was a United States Navy SEAL who was killed in the war in Afghanistan. He was posthumously awarded the Navy Cross, the highest award the Navy can give, for his actions during Operation Red Wings, in which he was killed. His story and that of his teammates is told in the book and movie Lone Survivor. And this tournament is going to be a wonderful way to interact with the military players, hired, show them how much we appreciate their service. Special Forces Operator will play with your foursome when you sponsor, offer, and they support. So thank you. See you on the other side of this break.
Ladies and gentlemen, J.R. Moore here. We have a special promotion going on at Republic Broadcasting. This is a fundraiser for Republic Broadcasting involving the Energy Planner. Mail me a postcard. My address is at my website at thelibertyman.com. We pick a postcard every other Thursday. When your postcard is drawn out, you get to buy an Energy Planner for $215 instead of $285, $70 discount. $200 goes to Republic Broadcasting. You also get a 10% discount on my mattress pads. So get those postcards in, put your name, your telephone number, your email address on there, and when your postcard is drawn, you get to get an Energy Planner for $215 instead of $285. Mattress pads, 10% off. Help us out at Republic Broadcasting and help yourself to get an Energy Planner at a deep discount. It's a win-win situation for everybody. We hope you can get these postcards in soon. Thank you very much.
As a listener of RBN, you're surely concerned about being informed and being ready for whatever may come. Please consider the following questionnaire as a soul-jarring wake-up call. If you answer no to more than two of these following questions, you probably aren't going to make it through any major disruption in our country. The questions were compiled by people that have been there. Are you really ready? Do you own your own firearm for the primary defense and protection of you and your loved ones? Have you ever been professionally trained to stand against life-threatening behavior? Have you ever practiced enough to fire 500 rounds during a 2 to 4 day time frame, day and night? Can you load, unload, fire, and clear a jam in total darkness? Have all the adults in your household been professionally trained? Are you, life and death, comfortable with your abilities with pistol, revolver, shotgun, and rifle? Are you aware that everything that you do to prepare for an emergency is a waste of time, money, and energy? If you haven't honed your abilities to their highest level to protect and keep what you have, do you have the repair parts that will most likely be needed for each of your firearm, and do you have the ability to install those parts? Could you completely clean every firearm you own? Are you aware that your body won't go where your mind hasn't been? In other words, without proper training, followed by regular practice, you probably will not win a gunfight. Well, how did you measure up? Take the once-in-a-lifetime opportunity to start correcting your deficiencies by receiving your Commander Lifetime Membership with Front Sight Firearms Training Facility. A one-time donation to RBN for $500 will give you a Commander Lifetime Membership at Front Sight as a tremendously huge thank you bonus. See details on RBN's webpage to make it happen. The clock is ticking. You had better be ready before it happens.
I'm not.
Greetings and thanks, and welcome back to the Grand Jury Reawakening. This is your host, Dr. Kelly, and I cover a really wide variety of subjects and topics, and I'm grateful to be in the position to be putting the good men and women together, and it's really an honor, and it's really humbling to be able to support you in doing the good things and the right things. And I will read, I'm going to read the law of reconciliation and the law of oaths shortly here. And those are the two most important ones that I'm going to cover. And I was talking a little bit about the Matthew Axel, A-X-E-L, Matthew Axelson Foundation Golf Tournament. And this year they've added a shooting course. So if you want to sponsor your dad or one of these special ops, my grampy, my step-grampy, because I'm the stepchild, obviously. Obviously, pickled onions and all kind of weird step parents and whatnot and what have yous. but Grampy Navy and Step Grampy Navy, Grampy Navy, Grandma. I think she was a pilot in the Navy. Like, I have so much cool family study and research to do. I can't wait to get that all figured out. And this is, so this Matthew Axelson Foundation and the tournaments, the money that's raised goes to the SEAL Family Foundation. It goes to the Special Operations Warrior Foundation. And it goes to the DEANZA Veterans Program. And if you're a golfer, join us for this. If you're not, consider sponsoring a military player and joining us just for dinner. And so there is going to also, there's a section, pardon me a second. So there's also a section where you can donate an item to the silent auction. And if you play your course or your cards or your flyers right, you can donate and put a minimum, I believe it's called the reserve, or a minimum bids starting at this particular level so that you can really make a huge art of the deal kind of impact when you support things like this. Because this is awesome. I think this might only be the second year in a row. Like, this is a new deal here. So then the contact information, if you need a telephone number, if you need a flyer, you can just simply, since it's all the way up to June 20th, you can probably, if you need to get the flyer immediately and you go online, I don't see an email address because what I asked for was Donna Axelson to mail me a copy of this flyer. And so I'm happy to do that, stamp self-addressed envelope, unless I've already promised to mail you copies. You send that to P.O. Box 1624. And again, 16, think 16 candles, think 24 hours a day, 1624, Kings Beach, California, 96143. And send a stamped address to yourself envelope so that I can get some copies. And let me know how many you need. And I'm going to be getting to that today. And I have a great quick range report at the bottom of the hour here, the Grand Jury Reawakening. I got to take one of the boss's trucks to get serviced. And it turned out to be, I think it was Tuesday, and then Monday went terrible for them. So they were so many trucks behind and cars behind that I tried to go to the archery range. And then we got there, it's like 8 o'clock in the morning. They didn't open until noon. I was heartbroken. I was like, oh, I don't get to be the Nuge today. Oh, well, I'll come back another time. I got to go to Reno Gun Range, Reno Guns and Range. It's like a gigantic gun store. And then they had the range, and then they had all kind of rentals, and it was so cool. I just looked at everything with my eyeballs. Oh, I touched a few, too. See you on the other side of this break. This is the Grand Jury Reawakening, exclusive to RBN.
You are tuned in to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Visit our website by going to republicbroadcasting.org.
Have you been looking for a trusted long-term storable food company? We have a solution for you. Simply Clean Foods is dedicated to providing the best quality food you can buy next to fresh from a farmer's market. Our line of resealable fruits, vegetables, and meats are suitable for everyday use, and you won't have to worry about throwing away valuable groceries ever again. Our food is completely GMO-free, and our stringent quality controls, plus testing for heavy metals, makes us unique in the storable foods market. Simply Clean Foods' primary focus is to bring clean food to people all around the world and change the way we look at freeze-dried food in our daily cooking. When you purchase from simplycleanfoods.net, not only will you be receiving high-quality food, but you will also be supporting veterans in need across the country and those who are affected by natural disasters. Right now, Amazon Prime members will receive fast two-day shipping. Go to simplycleanfoods.net. That's simplycleanfoods.net. But do it today.
Hey, gang. Patrick Slattery here with an important message that is pertinent to anyone who shops for groceries, eats food, or just has an inquisitive mind like myself. What I'm about to introduce you to is a segment of our food culture that has been kept so low profile to the American public that virtually no one is aware of how dominant it is on our refrigerator and cupboard shelves. What I'm talking about is the kosher certification industry and the new app, Koshertified, that delivers a comprehensive education on all aspects regarding this little-known practice. After reviewing this app, I found that it is useful for practically anyone who purchases food, regardless of their religious faith or identity. Its database of products not kosher certified is a win-win convenience for all food-conscious people. So why not check out thekosherquestion.com or click on the link at nationalbugle.com and see how modifying your grocery shopping with the Koshertified app can make a huge difference for your future.
The reviews for Extendivite are amazing. Amazon customer: it's amazing. I just ordered my second bottle. In 1 month, my blood pressure dropped significantly. I no longer get chest pain after I exercise. The reviews are spot on. My target is to get off of BP meds, and if it keeps going like this, I see a light at the end of the tunnel. Amazon customer: Extendivite works great. This product has made my blood pressure and cholesterol stable. I highly recommend it. Amazon customer: excellent herbal formula. I've been using it to keep my cardiovascular system fine-tuned. Extendivite is only $69.95 for a 2-month supply. To order, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com. That's HEARTDROP.com.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
Welcome back to the Blitzkrieg with Yngwie Malmsteen. And I used to make my Norwegian forest kitty mad by looking at it and saying, "You're Swedish, aren't you?"
"You're Swedish, aren't you, kitty?"
It's not working with the boy kitty, though, because I think he's fixing to, like, I'm getting tapped on. I think somebody's going to jump up in my lap. And it's really awesome. The package I received, my cat checked it out, and then he decided to lay in the packing materials. He was just interested in, he's like, "Oh, I think there might have been a kitty here." Yes, and he's purring louder than a freight train. Because they do. All right, dude, if you have to come up here, come on. 1, 2, 3, there you go. Like to give him some encouragement. And so the great thing, let me give a couple of prices and ways that you can sponsor Matthew Axelson Foundation. Since the shooting course is new this year, it doesn't give too much info about that. But apparently you can sponsor a military golfer for $250. You can sponsor dinners for $50, and the golf entry sponsorships are $250 each. And they have some super cool deal on your birthday, and the probably select fires, probably semi-autos, probably full autos. And somebody was in there with a full auto, and their last magazine, they emptied the whole thing. And I think that they've got a sort of an interactive paper target, meaning moving on like a garage door opener, but then the thing moves front, back, it rotates, and going to be fun. I might try to send somebody for their birthday, or I'm going to try to go on mine. So you can do the military sponsor, $250. You can sponsor four for $1,000, get recognition in your program, and other levels that just go up from there. And so the entry forms and the location, again, is Matthew Axelson Foundation, the golf tournament, P.O. Box 1375. So this is direct to the foundation. 1375 Genoa, G-E-N-O-A, Genoa, Nevada, 89411. And if you have other further questions, Donna, D-O-N-N-A, Axelson, by phone, area code 408, area code 821-9436. And you can even telephone her directly and ask for a flyer and get that mailed directly to you if you need to get it in a quicker order. All right. So the cat likes to snuggle in my hair, in my armpit. And I can't say no to that. Okay. So I'm going to cover real quick the law of reconciliation, and then I'll pop back over to the poll worker training operations course, which is going to be one of the most important trainings that you do this year, in addition to front sight a number of times. The law of reconciliation. So I'm in Matthew. How about that? Matthew Axelson Foundation. There are just so many just stellar, epic correlations with things that are happening right now. I can hardly stand it. I'm like, praise God. Okay, here we go. And may God bless the hearers and the doers and the reading of his holy word today and each time that you cradle this in your hands and you read from it, from the pages of this book. It is written. Documents don't speak. Don't tell me the Supreme Court said, or your mama said, or, okay, anyway, here we go. The law of reconciliation, this is really important. These are red letters, words, and phrases, and these are the words of my Lord. Therefore, if thou bring thy gift to the altar, and there rememberest that thy brother hath aught, O-U-G-H-T, against thee, leave there thy gift before the altar, and go thy way. First be reconciled to thy brother, and then come and offer thy gift. Agree with thine adversary quickly, whiles thou art in the way with him, lest at any time the adversary deliver thee to the judge, and the judge deliver thee to the officer, and thou be cast into prison. And then verse 26. Verily I say unto thee, thou shalt by no means come out thence till thou hast paid the uttermost farthing. I mean, if you want to play around in court and you don't follow this law, you're going to come out a broke joke and with no, you know, there's no justice to victory there. And then the law of oaths, real quick here, verses 33 through 37. That was the law of reconciliation in Jesus' teaching, red letters, words, and phrases, 23 to 26. I'm going to pick up 33 to 37, the law of oaths, because these are super important. As I covered in the poll worker training, everyone there is under oath to the eternal righteous judge. 31. I'm sorry, that's divorce. Terrible thing. 33. Again, the law of oaths. Again, ye have heard that it hath been said by them of old time, thou shalt not forswear thyself, but shalt perform unto the Lord thine oaths. That's plural. But I say unto you, and this is capital S, swear not at all, neither by heaven, for it is God's throne, nor by the earth, for it is his footstool, neither by Jerusalem, for it is the city of the great king. Neither shalt thou swear by thy head, because thou canst not make one hair white or black, but let your communication be yea, yea, nay, nay, for whatsoever is more than these cometh of evil. And that's, again, Matthew chapter 5, a couple of select really important verses and words and phrases from Jesus in the red letters. So check that out. Meditate upon it. And let me switch books here. Oh my goodness, there it is. And so I'm really thrilled because I gently begged, borrowed, tried to locate a Kent commentaries on the American law, and I think that the four volumes might be on their way, and I really want to get just pressed into that and study that and read those pages. And this wonderful, this Young's Analytical Concordance of the Bible, this is the revised edition, and it's an Erdman publisher. One of my buddies, John Erdman, an applied kinesiologist, chiropractic doctor. Really just super, just good man, good dad, good husband. Erdman, E-E-R-D-M-A-N. And this book, it's really just, it's so pleasant to handle and to have and to hold and to cradle in my hands. And it's really lightweight, and It just has the appearance of something from ancient times. I mean, I thought this book, I'm just going to be so gentle with it. I'm not going to write anything in it. I'm just going to write on notes and stick them in there or whatever, annotate pages, and just keep it exactly in its original, authentic, genuine condition. And there's so many amazing correlations here. My great-grandma Agnes was a member of the Church of Christ in her later, much later years. And I remember she got married, and then she was like, I just can't be tied down. I'm too young or too old or something. I don't know. It was too funny. I think she was like 83, 84, 85. I don't know. Church of Christ. Really awesome. And this was, and I see the date 1990, and I thought, this can't be. I mean, it's like the Pilgrim's Progress made this really amazing collector edition that has like certain, you can see almost a thumbprint and just different marks on the page. And this was, see, the first one, I think I was a year old, 1964. And I would think, I thought it was 16. I thought this was, so this was reprinted June of 1985. But it's just so wonderful. So it has about 311,000 references subdivided under the Hebrew and Greek originals with the literal meaning and pronunciation of each, which is wonderful, because nothing's worse than mispronouncing the name of the enemy or having someone who is in a teaching position or worse, teach you incorrectly so that you cannot identify the enemy. So this is wonderful. Complete list of the scripture proper names showing the modern pronunciation. And this is the 22nd American edition, revised. And this is Robert Young, LLD. So super degree in divinity. And this man published wonderful works, even other works in biblical and oriental literature. So this is so fascinating. Like, I'm so thrilled. And the first entry that I'm going to go to, and I'm going to put it up under my trusty Cato radio light, because we're in that weird part of the season where it's a little cloudy here. So I went straight to A-I, and it's a capital A with an accent mark, then a little dash, and then the letter I. And in the Strong's Concordance, it's the ruin. And so this is another definition and another great reference. The heap, a city near Bethel and about 10 miles north of Jerusalem within the territory of Benjamin. The A-I-A-T-H or A-I-Ath, you know, Goliath, Gath. So this is A-I-Ath and A-I, a J and an A. But I had a rabbi tell me there's no J in the Hebrew language because I wasn't sure how to pronounce Hiel, Heber's wife. Because, you know, there's like the J and then the H and then like Heber City and, oh my goodness. Okay, so H-A-I and other forms of the name, because the modern name of this location is Et or E-T, Et Teel, T-E-E-L. So the name has been changed. So the ruin, A-I, the heap, also Et Teel. And I did read on a previous show, and you can do this for your own homework and just be amazed that God taught us this so many thousands and thousands and thousands and thousands of years B.C. So Joshua chapter 7, and then you'll read chapters 8, verses 1 through 29, mostly. And then the Hebrew text shows in the city, but this is so amazing. This just shows the ruinous nature of this thing called AI and how this complete, detailed study and instruction is here. Joshua sent the men from Jericho to Ai. That's chapter 7, verse 2. And this is such a great reference setup because it actually gives you the chapter and verse and then the actual, like it gives you the numerical chapter 7, verse 2, the numbers, and then it gives you the part of the verse. And the men went up and viewed Ai. 3,000 men go up and smite Ai. They fled before the men of Ai. Because, see, they were disobedient in Jericho, and so they got their butts kicked the first round in Ai. Disobey, get your butt kicked. Be cursed everywhere. Obey, assist to victory. Side of this break. This is a Grand Jury Reawakening. Thank you for supporting RBN and their sponsors.
You'll love TalkStreamLive.com. TalkStream Live is always on 24/7 with the best streaming talk shows. Find your favorite talkers and discover some new ones. It's free, readily available online or on mobile with any smartphone or tablet. Finding your favorite talk shows all in one place has gotten a whole lot easier. Just go to TalkStreamLive.com. Be sure to download the free apps from Google Play or the iTunes App Store.
Please view, like, and subscribe to our YouTube channel, Stop Terrorism. Please contact us if you or anyone you know who wants to be on our show at thetruthpharmacy@gmail.com. Keep it real. Take the red pill.
It's happening, ladies and gentlemen. We here at RBN are working with Front Sight Firearms Training Institute to bring our audience the best in combat, tactical, and defensive firearms training. Whether you're a private citizen who is new to firearms, or you have a concealed weapon permit, and want a level of training that surpasses what you've received from your local gun range, Front Sight provides priceless education and skills taught by seasoned law enforcement, military, and private citizen instructors to levels that far exceed law enforcement and military standard. With nearly a million responsible citizens trained from every town, city, and state from across the United States, Front Sight has bolstered the Patriot movement to a whole new level. Contact Dan Sutterfield by phone at 573-762-2356 or 573-465-2356 or shoot him an email at domedan, D-O-M-E-D-A-N, at hotmail.com. This is a limited time opportunity. Don't miss it.
Homeowners, if your lender has gone out of business or sold your transaction to another lender or servicer, you may be the victim of a wrongful foreclosure resulting in the loss of your home. If you've already lost your home, are in foreclosure, or even in good standing, you can challenge the mortgage transaction's illegal issue and your property can be restored to you, and your foreclosure can be stopped or reversed and the mortgage transaction declared unenforceable. State laws, U.S. title codes, the Uniform Commercial Codes, and U.S. Supreme Court rulings have upheld that defective mortgage documentations can reverse or stop foreclosures and enforce property title claims in favor of the homeowner. We are having successes in stopping the process of foreclosure, the enforcement of the foreclosure judgments, the sale of property, and evictions after the sale. We are not attorneys, and we don't give legal advice. We are a professional team of legal researchers, providing forensic mortgage audits and expert witnesses. We have the knowledge to produce the evidence and enforce laws regarding your legal issues. We've been in business for 12 years without a complaint. Consultations are free, and we provide a free title search to confirm if your mortgage has legal defects. Please call 855-253-3748. 855-2, keep it today.
We'll be right back.
Ready for anything, get your radio through the Republic Broadcasting store. I got the Kato, and it's a 4 different types of power supply unit. So during the commercial break, I was able to crank up the light power a little bit. There's some internal batteries. You can add some other types of rechargeables. You can solar power it. And I'm winding out with an incredible insight into AI. It means the ruin or the heap. And this is such a great lesson, and there's no denying it here. So Joshua arose, and he abode between Bethel and AI. He didn't go into the toxic city. And then the elders of Israel before the people to Ai and the side, and then they ambushed them in the valley. They laid an ambush between Bethel and Ai. And when the king of Ai saw it, it was that all the people were there, they ran out to get them, you know, as before. And some of these verses are just so incredible. I'm just reading from the Concordance, and it's amazing. And then here's a little notation. The text has in the city, and so they ran out after them, and then the spear was in Joshua's hand, and he did a little reflection off the sun to be like, charge! And so they slew the men of Ai, they slew the king of Ai, or they took the king of Ai alive, and they slayed all the inhabitants of Ai. And all the Israelites returned to Ai. And this is so cool. So there were quite a few people destroyed that day, but there was obedience. And then the city of Ai was burned. And can you imagine all of that lithium and how it burned? And so pretty amazing. Check it out. And I wanted to cover one other quick thing here as we fade out, and that is the word science, S-C-I-E-N-C-E, science, knowledge, mara, understanding science and such. So this is the book of Daniel, chapter 1, verse 4, and then that's definition one. Number two, knowledge and gnosis, or gnosis, or obnoxious. 2 Timothy. And opposition of science, falsely so called. So don't waste your time arguing, complaining, murmuring about stuff. Read what is written and live by it and teach it and learn it, so that you can teach it. And thank you for those of you that do. This is wonderful. The other definition of wolf, by the way, or reference, is jackal. And there have been interesting references to a certain jackal with a certain cackle. That might be Camel Nose Harris, but I don't know. Thank you. See you next week.
Have you been looking for a trusted long-term storable food company? We have a solution for you. Simply Clean Foods is dedicated to providing the best quality food you can buy next to fresh from a farmer's market. Our line of resealable fruits, vegetables, and meats are suitable for everyday use, and you won't have to worry about throwing away valuable groceries ever again. Our food is completely GMO-free, and our stringent quality controls, plus testing for heavy metals, makes us unique in the storable foods market. Simply Clean Food's primary focus is to bring clean food to people all around the world and change the way we look at freeze-dried food in our daily cooking. When you purchase from simplycleanfoods.net, not only will you be receiving high-quality food, but you will also be supporting veterans in need across the country and those who are affected by natural disasters. Right now, Amazon Prime members will receive fast two-day shipping. Go to simplycleanfoods.net. That's simplycleanfoods.net. But do it today.
This is RBN, the Republic Broadcasting Network.